Oh, you going?
Yeah. Now, in observing folk speech around here, have you heard people using be seriously, saying, be you going?
Thomas does.
Uh-huh. And if you you went into a store and they had a new food product they wanted you to try, and they might give you a piece, you'd call that a free
sample.
Right. And would you use that for cloth if you were going to
let's see, what do you say? Let me have a piece off that, I believe is what you say. I'm not a great fabric buyer.
Sure. Talking about a dress, and someone might say, now that's a, what dress?
That's a pretty dress.
All right, and this other dress is even?
Even prettier.
And over her dress, when a woman's cooking, she might wear a?
An apron.
And this is a?
I think it's a pan.
All right, and something that you use to put together, hold together a baby's diaper.
It's a pan, a pin,
all
sorry.
Right.
I started called a pencil.
Right.
That's a little difficult, wouldn't it?
Yeah. A beggar might have a
cup.
And what was it? Freak traditionally made of
a tin cup.
Another word you might call it a dime, or you might call it
10 cents.
Yeah. And over a shirt, a man might wear a
vest, or a waistcoat, or a sweater.
Now, what about a waistcoat? What is that? Is that different from a vest?
Yes, it's more formal. Goes with a morning coat. Am I correct? I'm not real sure.
But if a man bought a business suit, an ordinary business suit, you'd call that?
A vest.
All right. And if we're talking about a coat, you'd say that coat has buttons. Yeah, but you would put it on the end. That coat has buttons.
On it.
Yeah. And these are?
Pants.
And you'd call them anything else?
Trousers.
Anything else?
Slacks, perhaps.
Right. Never breeches.
No.
Okay.
Well, now hunting yeah. breeches, perhaps.
Or riding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Someone might ask you, "Did you bring that?" And you say, "Yes, I have."
I bought it.
I tried that coat. You tried that coat on yesterday, and you might say, "I tried that coat on yesterday, and the coat
fit."
And he bought the pants and a coat and it matched. That was a
suit.
And not an old one, it was a
new suit.
Alright, and the pockets are all filled up with things. My pockets really
bulge.
And the collar was not, the shirt was not sand fried, so the collar
shrank.
Alright, it has
shrunk.
And we're talking about it might
shrink.
Okay. Have you ever called that anything else?
No.
Have you heard another?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You might hear shrunken or something like that.
No, I was thinking draw up.
Oh, yes, draw up. Hadn't thought of that in years.
You,
uh-huh.
That's not part of your vocabulary.
But it's vocabulary that I recognize.
Yeah, it's not something you likely use.
No.
If, say, a girl likes to stand in front of the mirror and put on different clothing, say she really likes to
preen or primp.
All right. Now,